What's up, guys? It's Toy Pizza.
I don't know if we have.
Who is this guy?
Welcome to Toy Pizza.
Looks like Jesse finally shaved his beard. It's kind of. This is actually my first time I've seen Jesse without a beard.
I'm just a little face boy. So. We're back. We've all groomed. Kate has a haircut.
That's right.
I got rid of the beard, but it's coming in strong already. And welcome to Toy Pizza.
This is big incentive to watch the actual video instead of listening to the podcast, you know? It's like, oh, I have to see what they look like.
Yeah. You know? And if you want to revisit all our episodes and just make a GIF of all the various episodes of Jesse's beard, I'm sure it would look very nicely.
That'd be great. We'd love that. Yeah. We encourage that.
Today we got a special episode for you. We're talking about the world of Nintendo.
From Jack Specific.
And we're going to talk about other things and just, you know, just talking about why we love Nintendo, and first we got to use some news.
Kick things off with a little news.
That's right. So, we've shown in previous episodes the Shovel Knight shovel coming out from ThinkGeek. Mm-hmm. I have a release date. It is 10-1, so that will be up on ThinkGeek's website.
Wow.
Is that October 1st?
Technically.
Or January 10th.
That's October 1st.
For in the States, it's January.
If you speak binary, yeah. You'll know.
In U.S., it's October 1st.
2 days before Smash Brothers on 3DS.
That's right. Which Shovel Knight was confirmed as a character. Just kidding. I wish.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That would be cool.
One day.
That's awesome. So the Shovel Knight shovel will be available on ThinkGeek.com October 1st. That's pretty cool. So it's available international, U.S. Yep. only.
It'll be available everywhere but Narnia.
Wow.
And you can click this link for Shovel Knight episode.
What was that? What is that?
One of these.
There's going to be an annotation on screen, not on your podcast.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, to the Shovel Knight episode. Sure. Whatever. Yeah, definitely watch our Shovel Knight episode, you know, where we show that product, like, super early. Nobody else has had it. Ever.
No.
Right?
No,
we're the only ones.
It's a TP exclusive.
It's really cool.
Toilet paper exclusive.
So that...
I wanted to talk about NECA. This isn't new news, but me being a fan of the exclusive Jason from San Diego Comic-Con... I guess because of the success from that, I walked into Toys R Us and 42nd Street, and I found that Jason, but it was slightly different. It was, what do you call it, in the Mego style?
Mego style, yeah. It's the 7 to 8 inch articulated bodies with real cloth.
Yeah, so all the purple that would be on the figure, it was actually like cloth for his shirt. And then it wasn't like translucent, but he did have a cyan... it wasn't glow in the dark, but cyan mask and you know, his knife. But again, it was in store. Like, I was so surprised to see it. Like, I had no idea that they were even considering making that. And you know, I was just like, I wonder how it affects the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Do you think his mask was removable?
I couldn't tell. Like, it wasn't in like the box either. It was in the classic like NECA like plastic
blister card.
Yeah.
I believe the helmet is removable.
And did it come with the tomahawk and the
machete?
Yes.
It has a machete.
I like how you called it a helmet. Like, I just imagine like Jason, instead of wearing a hockey mask, was wearing like a football helmet.
Biker helmet.
Yeah.
That could be an upgrade.
I mean, speaking of NECA, they're releasing the fourth wave of Celebrity Simpsons, including Buzz Aldrin, Aerosmith, and of course Weird Al.
I love Weird Al.
I grew up loving Weird Al, and I can't picture him in The Simpsons. I don't remember seeing him.
Sure he's been in it.
But he played Sideshow Bob.
Really?
No.
Oh my god! Like, oh, see, oh.
Boy,
doofus.
Anyway, I'm a big fan of Weird Al. He has a new album parodying Pharrell's Happy, and he's great on Tim and Eric. So.
He's amazing. He's a super talent. We have something Pizza Ranger related.
Wow.
Now, we were going to have, hopefully, shots of the prototype for this episode, but you guys are learning firsthand how incredibly difficult production is. There are always delays. Nothing ever mm-hmm. runs on time. So mm-hmm. you're truly getting a genuine peek behind the curtain here. Mm-hmm. But what I do have is one of our final logos. Mm-hmm. For Pizza Rangers,
wow.
Knights of the Slice.
Very fancy.
It's very nice, but mm-hmm. we have to say that you might have previewed a different version of this, and this mm-hmm. looks very, very flat, because this is before they make it nice and like glossy, and we'll definitely show you that logo, the more updated logo, as it is finished.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is the simplified flat version, which will be on, you know, hang tags or anywhere where it's kind of just one print.
Right.
So it's easier to just print.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. But there is a more embellished and rendered version that we're going to see very soon. And hopefully by next week, we'll have some shots of the prototype. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, can't wait for that. And this is just very, 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 very secretive, but there will be the three colors and potentially an additional color.
Yeah, there's going to be a fourth.
Why are we revealing that?
We're just saying.
I'm just saying it might be.
Look, we all know, as these Sentai and Ranger shows go, there's there's always new iterations of new characters.
Yep.
So, you know, I think it's okay to hint that there may not be only three Pizza Rangers.
Yeah, like, there may not only just be four turtles. There's maybe a female fifth one.
There's not. That doesn't exist. As non-canon. No.
That was Venus? Was that her name?
Yes. And the Power Rangers.
She doesn't exist, though.
She's very attractive.
Yeah, they did have a Power Rangers crossover.
She was very chill.
All right, so fourth piece of news. Moving on, before we get down there. Hot Toys announced 1/6 scale the DeLorean. So.
Oh, from Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, yep.
It's from the first. It's the first DeLorean from the first movie, not the second.
I don't know. I never realized until I saw the Lego set that there was actually like different versions. I thought it was the same thing.
I'm one of those odd '80s kids that I'm not really into Back to the
You're
Future.
Terrible.
I you know I was more interested in like action and Jedis and G.I. Joe. Yeah. I didn't want to be Marty McFly.
Well, here's the thing, like. I think it probably captured more kids because, again, I watched the movie, and it wasn't until I rewatched it when I was, like, 20-something, I was like, oh, my, had no idea of this whole subplot. Like, with the whole, like, oh, no, like...
Oh, making out with his mom.
Exactly. Yeah. That went over my head. I was just like, cool, a car, back in time, and hoverboards, and that, and, you know, Jaws in 3D, and, like, Pepsi. Like, that's all I got from it, and I was just like... Oh, this movie's great. You rewatch it, it doesn't necessarily, like, it's not amazing, but it's still, like, classic. It's, like, great to watch.
Well, I'm not going to rest until we get a Huey Lewis action figure.
That's fine. Okay. As the, what's the Battle of the Bands judge?
Wow,
he's the judge in the Battle of the Bands.
I don't think I've seen it since it was in theaters.
Okay, and we have one piece of news, pizza news. One last pizza.
Oh, more toy pizza news.
Yes,
one last
thing.
So,
number five?
As you guys know, New York Comic Con is coming around very soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as such, we're going to have a little exclusive there. Mm-hmm. Mighty Fine are doing an enamel pin of our pizza slice. Mm-hmm. It's going to be limited to 100 pieces only.
That's cool.
And you'll be able to get it at their booth. And fans can, of course, check back and we'll show the pin as we get them. I think probably we'll do a different version of the pin for every show that we attend.
That'd be sick.
That would be really
and,
cool.
Roll out different colors. But at 100 pieces, this thing's going to go very quick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to be an OG... Pizza Ranger and a true knight of the slice.
Yeah,
you're gonna need to pick this up.
I think you know maybe we should figure out some way like to like people that you know if you're going to New York Comic Con, let's just say that if you're going to New York Comic Con, leave us a comment on this video.
Yeah,
it's sort of like a reserve. Like you know if there's real fans that follow us, you know, and they for sure come to New York Comic Con, I think we should not necessarily set one aside, but like let's try and connect with them beforehand.
We have at least
10 fans.
I mean we haven't really talked about it much, but when we did the FYE thing in New Jersey, like people showed up, right? And that was weird.
And that was Jersey.
Because we didn't know if people were going to show up or not.
Yeah.
So I think we should at least expect some people that know us there.
Sure. We'll come up with a little password. You know, you go up to Mighty Fine, you give them the password.
Yeah, right.
And they got a little secret stash.
Right,
or something
like that. You know, because I feel like our subscribers really like people who actually really like the show versus like people who just come by.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, let us know in the comments. Are you guys attending all the days? Mm-hmm. Should we allocate a certain amount for every day? Do you attend preview night? What are you gonna wear? How tall are you?
Yeah. What's your number?
What are you looking forward to picking up? And we're definitely going to cover some of the New York Comic Con toys that are going to be there exclusively.
Sure.
In a future episode.
So probably. Yeah.
And what kind of qualities are you looking for in a mate?
Right, that too. We're all very interested. Cool. All
right.
Any more news?
I guess that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
No more? We're good?
Yeah.
I think everybody feels really updated and educated.
Okay.
And that's the promise of Toy Pizza.
All right. Awesome. Moving on, we have something that Jess is going to share with us that he found.
A recent purchase from
right.
Jesse.
So sometimes we like to, you know, bring in stuff to show the guys, and we're all always out in the trenches scouring discount bins and flea markets, and I took a road trip.
To Maine.
Road trip!
To Maine. Through New England, I found some amazing toy stores. There was just so many things so cheaply priced. You know, I had a ton of great scores, including the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Fortress of Fangs playset, which I think you guys saw.
Well, so going off of just real fast,
yeah.
If people want to find all these rare toys that you find
sure.
and see them
yeah.
first, where's the place they do that?
I will never tell anyone.
On Instagram.
Well, you can see.
Is that a private thing? That's not private.
I don't post the locations. Come on.
No, but I'm saying you should plug your Instagram here.
Oh, yeah.
Online. Where can people go to
sure.
see these pictures?
iPhone Elite is my
username. Your Instagram. No, I was just giving you an opportunity to plug your Instagram.
Jesse DeStasio, spelled as it sounds, on Instagram.
Oh. Exactly. So I'm saying you showcase your finds.
So back to the thing. I saw the playset.
Yeah.
It's like a giant snake mouth.
Mm. Yeah.
It's really cool. Do you have it?
Yeah. It's in my back pocket.
Cool.
Now, We'll also, you know, as always with these video podcasts, we will post on Tumblr and share all the photos of everything we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check it out there, toypizza.tumblr.canada.net.gov.
Makes sense.
So had a ton of great scores, and then we went to Brimfield, which, for those who don't know, is this little town that gets overtaken, and they just, all these empty fields become...
Indians.
These flea market lots.
That makes sense.
And it's not necessarily great for toys. There's, you know, only a handful of toy sellers there. But I got so many amazing scores. You know, there was these bins that were three figures for a dollar. And there was, like, Beast Wars Transformers.
Right, yeah.
I was in paradise.
Random stuff, huh?
But what I did find, which brings us to today's segment,
I'm always concerned with what Jesse brings. That's fine.
That's
fine. This is a good piece. This is fine.
This is of significance,
yes.
And Cade will tell us
no,
why.
No, absolutely. Gosh, this is really funny. I have this exact figure. no, it's really funny, though.
It was your mom selling it at
Brimfield. Kate's mom's I have two of these, actually. And I'm always concerned with what Jesse's going to bring in. It's probably a huge hit or miss for me. But I wasn't prepared. I could have probably digged up some more info. But my dad was actually on the original American Gladiator show.
That's him.
No. That's the thing.
I was like, this is why.
No. He wasn't a recurring character. That would be amazing if he was him.
Mr. Heiser, how are you?
That'd be great. No, but I have two of these. I have this one and then another one with a blue helmet. But what's a bummer is, like, I don't know what it's called. It's not jousting. But
like the...
The giant Q-tips.
Giant Q-tips, yeah. He's supposed to come with
that's
one.
That's entry term.
Unfortunately, yeah. I guess he didn't.
I ate it.
But, you know...
I cleared my ears a bit.
If I was back in Texas, I could totally bring mine on the show. But, it's great.
Tell us your recollection of your dad being on American
Gladiators.
Were you in the audience?
I don't know. I was, like, two, right?
Because
it's so long ago.
Can we get footage of this?
It's probably out there somewhere.
What's your dad's name?
Doug.
Doug Heiser.
Yeah,
if anybody has Doug Heiser's episode of American Gladiators.
It's one of the things I'm sure he's really proud of. But he didn't win when he was on the show. But no, he did a great job.
You do.
It was cool. It was really cool. And it's like one of those like weird things. Like, what? Why was he on the show?
Does he ever like have a whiskey and then start talking about...
No, you know, my dad...
Oh, he could have beat Nitro. I could have beat Nitro.
No, my dad doesn't really drink. But he like talks about it every now and then. I should have him on the show for this segment.
Okay, now it's interesting. You had this as a toy. This is made in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
You were just
exactly. I was two.
You were two, but this I remember the show. But like, what they made toys for this?
They made toys for it.
Yeah,
and you had to buy this.
I saw it on the card, mint on the card. I was like, oh. I'm
so you opened
this.
It?
I opened it.
Well, where's his Q-tip?
No, he actually came with a little grapple hook.
Oh, mine had the Q-tips. Mm.
Did
the red and blue Q-tips.
Come with the roll cage?
No, like the hamster?
Yeah.
No, but we should definitely get one of those for Toy Pizza.
The women in American Gladiator were always really intimidating.
Those were women.
No, there's women and there's men. But like I'm just saying that the women on the show were really intimidating. They actually tried to reboot the series semi-recently. I don't know if you ever saw it. Really bad. Not good at all. It's kind of unfortunate.
I wonder how, like, the what they should do is have the gladiators be on American Ninja.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm going to say. The Ninja Warrior is basically the successor to American Gladiator these days. And Ninja Warrior is, like, really awesome. Yeah. But, yeah, no, American Gladiator. It's great. Great, great show.
Awesome. Great fun. How much does this cost you?
I think it was, like, $3 or something.
Like, brand new, though. Yeah. That's cool.
Time to talk to about some Nintendo.
Nintendo's releasing an American Gladiator game.
He was just confirmed for the new Smash. He's confirmed
as an assist trophy for the new
seven contestants previous, including Kate Heiser's father.
Great.
For the new Smash Brothers. All right, so World of Nintendo.
Yeah, lay it on me. What do we got here?
So while you were in Maine, I was up in Lake George, and I don't know about you guys, but we mentioned the Jack Specific World of Nintendo line last episode, and we just couldn't find them. I've literally been looking at multiple Targets, Toys R Us, and I couldn't find them. But in Lake George, luckily at the Toys R Us there, I was able to score the larger figures, the Bowser and the Donkey Kong.
That's all they had?
That's all they had. All the other ones were sold out, and it was actually a sale. Buy one, get any Mario toy 40% off. So I was like, why not? And, yeah, you know, these are only like $15. And I just say the Bowser's sick. Donkey Kong, we'll talk more about him. So even the Toys R Us worker said, like, I work here and I can't find these toys. And I was like, why are they so rare? And then eventually, you know, out of all the places that we can find them, you know, Kate and I, we walk into Toys R Us Times Square.
Well, actually, back up. Okay. So not only are they so rare, of course, yeah, they're Nintendo, they're probably selling out. They're still kind of rolling out, I would imagine, across the country, for one thing. But that's not even why we went to Times Square, Toys R Us. You know,
it was to get him a lolly.
Yes, to get him a quick lolly in the...
Do you like lollies? Leave us a comment.
The Willy Wonka section. No, it was actually... I'm still looking for the comic book colors of the TMNT figures, because I feel like those are just now starting to hit stores, too.
Well, that was your agenda.
Yes,
my agenda
was my agenda.
Checked this one section that's there, and it kind of doesn't have like the heavy hitters like Power Rangers or Ninja Turtles. It's like the offset stuff, like regular show and various game toys.
Yeah.
And I saw another Donkey Kong. I'm like, I don't need the Donkey Kong. We move on. And then there's
Pokemon section,
Minecraft section, and in between that was a Nintendo section. And they had literally so much stock of these toys.
Yeah, I just imagine like the sound effect.
There they are, you know. It was a couple dolls extra, but like they only had two links, so we bought both of them. One for the show, one for Kate's personal collection, his body broke in half. then we also got just the Mario. And like I said, I got the two larger figures, the Bowser and the Bowser and the Donkey Kong from Lake George. And, you know, they're actually pretty great. The scale is a little off, but I am really, really impressed with this Bowser. I think the Bowser's great, but the Donkey Kong, he's okay. He's okay, and we can talk about it. So, Jesse, you're playing with them for the first time. What do you think?
These will do in a pinch.
This is the first time you've seen them?
Yep, first time I've seen them. They've been pretty scarce to come by. Even more scarce than that is really news on these. There has been almost no press releases or online heat behind these or communication about, you know, this is what's in the line, this is when it's coming out.
Give me a commercial, a television commercial.
So weird, yeah.
You know, it's almost as if Jack Specific should have been working with somebody like Toy Pizza to get the word out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
I don't know, yeah.
But
pretty weird.
Look, these are head and shoulders above the terrible PVC figures that I had when I was a kid.
From Paws.
Yeah. And you can see that episode
Right here. Link's in the description.
Right here.
Click anywhere.
Or anywhere.
Click anywhere on the screen.
But link is also in the description.
So, yeah, you know, having only subsided on those absolutely terrible glorified erasers, these are nice to have.
I mean, this is the next iteration of Link we've seen. You know, previously we've seen Figma Link, obviously a beautiful figure.
Yeah.
But before that, it was, you know, Ocarina of Time.
Sure.
The figure, right? Where he has, like, the weird buttholes and he sits on the horse, you know?
I think we all have weird buttholes.
A little bit, yeah. Two buttholes. No, but then between that, we're just still waiting for the Toon Link from the Nendoroid. That's
going
to be sick. Yes. But, again, I'm a little upset with the scale because, like, if you pair him to Mario, side by side, like, I'm just thinking, like, Smash scale.
Sure.
Yeah, he should be a little bigger.
Yeah, like, Link is taller than Mario. But what's crazy is, like, over here, I'm holding the Tamashii Mario. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you put them side by side, and
sure.
I mean, obviously, Tamashii is producing high-quality figures.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they look almost identical. Just besides, you know, the coloring being slightly off, like on the back of the overalls,
right?
Yeah. Same markings. Mm-hmm. You know, the molds are almost like similar.
Well, it could be that Nintendo, as a licensor, provides 3D files.
Yeah, it's like the same expression.
You know,
yeah.
And then these 3D files are being output by the toy companies.
That makes sense.
And that's why you put them side by side, and they're really very close in almost all the minute details.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if you're a Nintendo fan, you should totally get the Tamashii Mario, and you know Figma Link, blah blah blah.
And if you're a broke Nintendo
fan, then you should be getting these.
Yeah,
figures.
These will do.
You know, we've got the Bowser, the Donkey Kong, the Link, and the Mario. They had Yoshi, but we were like, eh, we didn't get it. And then they have a Wario, I believe, coming, which they didn't have in store.
Yeah.
Which I don't really care about Wario. But
well, the thing that would get me into this line would be, you know,
continuing
General Falcon, and I would definitely buy that.
Samus.
And I would buy Metroid. Yeah.
There's rumors.
The girl called Metroid.
Yeah. The girl called Metroid.
I mean, there were rumors going around online that they're gonna hit everyone from Smash. Like I heard rumors of
Star Feline.
Yeah. Star Feline.
Definitely huge fan.
I heard Ganondorf. And Mega Man, even.
Sick. Stop making up names.
Okay.
They're not going to do Mega Man.
I heard that.
They can't.
That's a rumor.
Can't. That's a Capcom thing.
Well,
it's not Nintendo.
Anyway, the one thing about the figures, the small ones, are these, like, 5-inch figures? I have bad... What scale is this?
Yeah, that's about 5 inches.
Okay. Well, each of them come with a mystery item.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know what it goes for Link, because so far Link's the only one from the Zelda series.
Sure.
And he comes with a Hylian shield... And Cage came with the Hylian shield. I can't imagine what other mystery item he can come with that's not the shield.
My action figure came with the identity of my birth parents.
Weird.
In a small little chest box.
In a chest. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
But my Mario came with this mushroom. And, you know, it's... I've seen some pics online. Like, I saw a question block in one of them. Maybe, and a Yoshi's egg.
Wait, what? A question block? No, the question block is what the mushroom came in.
No, I could have sworn that there was a coin block.
Inside a question block?
Possibly.
Well, I think Yoshi probably comes with the Yoshi egg.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's by figure, because it is a mystery item included.
Oh! See, he just
falls. That's exactly what happened to
his
kid.
Just breaks it. As soon as I opened it, I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
But actually, his shield is really hard to get on and off.
I got it on, I'm leaving it on.
Yeah, don't even bother taking it off.
Look, overall, you know, Jax is a mass market company, and they have to hit a certain price point. That being said, I'm pretty impressed with, you know, the range of motion, the articulation.
Yeah.
The paint apps on the face are really crisp. So
there's
a lot that could have gone wrong with this that didn't.
I just compare them to the DBZ figures that I have. And, you know, obviously I have, like, a huge, like, place for those in my
heart. Bathuzan?
No, the Dragon Ball Z.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's what DBZ stands for.
Yeah, it's all this time.
So just like the American Gladiator, he has the same, like, hand.
Yeah, the only thing that sucks about the Bowser is, like, he doesn't really do much.
Yeah, he can
only... He just
only...
sits there. I mean, he has articulation, which is cool, but essentially he's just a statue that you can kind of pose.
I like him a lot, though. His tail,
he can move
his tail, his leg goes all the way around. His arm only has, like, an elbow joint, but and he has a wrist stripe, so you can't technically turn his hand all the way around. It only faces up and down.
He doesn't really do much, like I said.
And he can't move his... head either, you know.
But you could definitely kill someone with this thing.
Yeah, we were considering just, like, chucking this as hard as we can.
Like, if a kid got this and, like,
threw it
at their brother, like, totally bleed. But Donkey Kong, he's, like, pretty articulate. Like, he can pound his chest, he can, you know, do, like, one of these.
The hand spins all the way around his head, his tie.
Does your brother throw toys at you and refuse to share? Leave us a comment.
He
shares by throwing it.
Look, he can almost do a smash taunt.
Yeah, that's close.
He has the stupid teeth grin, though, from the Donkey Kong Country Returns.
So that's my gripe with Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong is a great character, because when he smiles with his teeth, it's almost scary.
It's just weird.
So I like when his mouth is closed, and in some game art, he just smiles with showing no teeth, and it's just like, he's almost cute, you know? I like him a lot. That figure, has a great range of motion, but... compared to this guy that I picked up a long time ago...
Okay, segue
into Ben Presto. And you might recognize that name from toys or possibly video games way back when. And this guy, I'm wasn't sure if he was a bootleg, but I did my research, and I'm pretty sure these guys were only sold in claw machines.
Oh, so these are like UFO catcher sort of vinyl and PVC toys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We saw it, and we were certainly impressed. Yeah.
So these just come in a bag with a header card.
Yeah, that's what they were like. Yeah.
Impresto, I got that.
Thank you, finally.
Okay. And, I mean, this guy, because of his body proportions, his, he can only move his leg.
He doesn't do too much.
Well, his arms get caught on each other, his head gets caught on each other, but just, they nailed his, his face.
You know what, he looks like he has fur, versus this Donkey Kong, for some reason, it looks like he has scales. Do you see what I mean? Like
or his corn.
Huh?
Or corn.
Corn. Yeah,
like band corn.
It's a weird, like, reptilian type texture versus him. Like, it's actual, I don't know, looks nice.
So, who is your favorite player in Super Pork Brothers?
Toon Link.
I mean,
Tuna Can?
Tuna
and
Link.
Who do you like?
I've gone through so many characters, you know. I go through phases of maining characters. Like, initially, it was Samus, and then it was Diddy Kong, and then it was Toon Link. Mm-hmm. But I really like Donkey Kong and Toon Link, and I Ganondorf's my favorite to play, though.
I usually play as Barry Goldwater.
Okay.
Is that who you're going to main in the next Smash? Are you going to get Smash for 3DS?
Oh, yeah, you should totally get it.
Do I have a 3DS? Is that the thing
Did you get rid of it?
Yes.
No, you have
the purple.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
the one,
a 3DS.
Yes, the one you play Shovel Knight on.
I'm a gamer.
You should get Smash Bros.
It comes out
October 3rd.
October 3rd.
Sorry, I'll be too busy buying the ThinkGeek Shovel Knight shovel.
Well, okay. You can just do that quickly.
No, I got to do it every day.
So, great. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but they leaked a couple characters, like Duck Hunt Dog's in it.
Yeah.
So,
what does he have a name?
We transitioned to Amiibo. Okay, let's talk about Amiibo real fast then.
Let's talk about emo music.
Amiibo. So anyways, but yes, Duck Hunt Dog was recently shown off as in part of the roster, as well as Baby Bowser.
He taunts me.
There's like 48 or something like that.
Forever he taunts me.
For not shooting
what,
ducks?
Duck Hunt?
Yeah.
Where he laughs?
That should be a
song. I don't like it.
I don't know what he does. But anyways, so in theory, Nintendo has said that they want to make Amiibo figures, which of course we'll be covering as soon as we get our hands on them, of every character on the roster, but I can't imagine they would do Mega Man or Pac-Man. I feel like they don't have rights to that.
Well,
I feel like they'd only do the Nintendo characters.
They don't have, they don't own those characters, but it really would be in the best interest of Capcom
to like
grant a license to integrate it.
It would still be like under Nintendo, I guess?
It'd still be under Nintendo. It would be, you know, a sub-license.
Does that happen kind of
sure.
sometimes?
Yeah. Sure does. No. Like, think of HeroClix, you know, all of the HeroClix are owned by different people, but they all play together.
Right. Well, okay. I mean, I think the Amiibos are going to be probably around $10 to $12 each, and then imagine, like, having 48 different ones, like, that seems like a lot.
Now, are they only going to be sold figures that you can insert into games? Or like, oh, they wouldn't just sold this, so it's like, oh, he doesn't go in any game. You know what I mean?
Well, the idea of Amiibo is that it's supposed to work not only cross-platform, like on 3DS and Wii U, but on across different games. So, in theory, there's something Mario Kart, Mario Party, Super Smash Brothers, 48 different toys. Like, I don't even know if Toys R Us has the shelf space. Are they going to roll them out, I guess, in waves? That's probably what they would have to do.
I imagine they're just going to follow suit with whatever Skylanders has done. And the precedence
that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, so I hope Jack Specific keeps making characters. I would definitely like to see other characters. I'm just thinking solely based off of Smash.
We obviously want to see Samus. A fox, Star Fox would be great.
A snail, but a snail that lives in space, but it breathes space air, so it doesn't need a helmet. I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah,
I mean,
Turbo.
Olimar.
You know, feel free to throw him in the game, Nintendo.
I'm into it.
Talk to me.
Olive Garden would be an excellent
character,
fighter.
Yeah.
And his special move would be unlimited breadsticks.
And then soup and salad.
No, just breadsticks.
Just breadsticks.
Mm. Yeah, don't be ridiculous.
So also what I'm holding here is also from the same Banpresto vendor.
Yeah.
Is it's like a Sofubi
Bowser. That one's great.
It's really cool.
He is very vintage. He looks like the Bowser that appears in the NES version.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, but Joan Rivers died.
Okay.
R.I.P.
It's very sad.
It's okay.
So tell me about this Bowser.
So, yeah, the Bowser, it's kind of interesting. I just had to get him just for the nostalgic value. He just looks so great, but just like the one from Jack Specific, their heads they have no neck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they do have the spiked wrist Bracelets?
Yeah, very similar.
They go to
design,
a metal show?
Yeah.
It's a little S&M, a little leather daddy. Mm-hmm. Not that I know about those things. I don't know about those things.
Mm. Yeah, but they nailed the show.
All right, I know about those things.
Okay.
But how many spikes? Three.
Oh, same amount?
Six.
12.
What? That's not 12. That was 10. 3, 6, 10, yeah.
Oh, boy, I could count spikes with you guys all day.
Day long.
So, what's the final thought on these Jack Pacific toys?
I'm happy when anybody makes Nintendo stuff.
Yeah.
It's been such a drought over the past 30 years. It's great to kind of see all this stuff.
Yeah.
I think Smash is only going to revitalize lots of Nintendo.
Well, the thing is, Brawl came out, and I didn't really see many toys, you know? And I was, hoping... I mean, Metal Gear, they always hit.
Whose fault is that?
Well, there was a Figma Samus, a Zero Suit Samus, and we got the Tamashii Mario, and now the Luigi, but, you know, I want to see a Diddy Kong figure. Just literally hit every single... And someone make a Zero line. You know, that would be sick, a Captain Falcon with a...
Mm-hmm. Captain Falcon would be great. Also, yeah. You said Zero Suit Samus for Figma. That's not right. It was actually just regular Samus.
And also, in our emails earlier...
It's okay. I'm just correcting you.
Also...
But who did the Zero Suit?
There was Zero Suit Samus. I think it was a statue, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a statue.
First for figures. Yep. And also, in our emails yesterday, you called Proto Man... Zero.
Why did you do that?
And I would like you to apologize to everybody.
Nikki didn't do that.
That was over email. They don't have to know about it.
Well, I'm bringing
you
it up
did
now.
That?
I printed out the email, and I'd like to
read
over it.
It
right now.
Okay. You did that? I missed that.
Yeah, I was like, Jesse, can you shoot Zero? And he's like, you guys have Zero. And I was just like, the one with Rocket. And it's like, that's Proto Man. I'm like, I know.
Oh my God.
You didn't.
No, I did.
You're. I can't swear, but you're a... effing liar.
That's really embarrassing.
He got caught in my head.
Really embarrassing. Hunter's ashamed of you.
Well, I like rock and roll.
Rock band and roll.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to deal with you.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's lying. He keeps saying, I never played Mega Man. Use it as an excuse for because how bad he is. And then saying, oh, I'm not familiar. Oh, I've never played.
Oh, I don't know how to load the dishwasher.
And so then I try and help him. I give him a tip or something.
No, you're backseat playing.
No. And then he's like, oh, I've never played. And he's using that as an excuse. And he's like, oh, I'm kidding. Of course I played. Like, he keeps doing that. So I don't know whether to believe him, whether or not.
I do that sometimes with chess. I'm like, I don't, just go easy on me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I take all their money.
That's what you have to do, right?
Yeah. I have a spec script about hustling chess. So Hollywood, get in touch with me. I'm thinking Lee Pace as me.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I really like Mega Boy.
It's kind of like, Mega it's a lot like Color of Money or Rounders, his love interest.
Kings of New York.
Katy Perry. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Very interesting.
I can't wait.
Yeah, so Hollywood, I'm waiting. Give me a ring.
Give me a ring.
All right, so do you want to take some questions now?
Let's do questions.
And now one of our favorite parts in the show is to answer your questions.
Yeah, we love you guys. Our fans are the best. I mean, we have gone from zero to 17,000 in, 7 months? Something like that?
Yeah, so a lot of you might not know this, but we have our Instagram account at instagram.com/toypizza, or just follow us at toypizza. Mm-hmm. And every so often we'll be posting a Q&A and on there. Just leave a comment. And ask us literally anything, and we're going to try to answer all of you on the show.
Well, each week,
we're trying to do it every weekly,
Absolutely. So, here are our fan questions. We got one from Maddie Senby, and he says...
Or she says.
Maddie could be a girl.
Fair enough.
How long does it take for you guys to come up with a subject for your videos?
Well, it depends, I think, whoever is delegated to come up with it. If it's Jesse, hours. Right,
hours.
Very slow to come up with ideas. Mm. Nikki,
we're
even,
still waiting on my
Nikki
idea.
Is even longer, days. For me,
years.
Off the cuff, right? I have ideas. No, I don't know. It's,
well,
we brainstorm.
We have a running list,
right?
You know,
that's true.
And there's
a laundry list.
There are certain things we want to do episodes on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll get a sample in the mail on a Monday, and we'll say this is important.
So
we
it's like topical,
film it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We try and.
Yeah.
Keep it a little topical.
Sometimes we go away. So it really, sometimes we shoot two at once.
Right.
It depends. Yeah. So I break it down like this. So there's the topical ones where it's like toys are given to us and then our programming is decided around that.
Sure.
Then there's the fan decided ones like, oh, Gundam, you know, gotta do a Gundam episode, right? Then there's the ones where like, oh, you know what? I really have this toy collection I really want to showcase. We should really kind of do an episode around it.
Oh, like Halo. That's why my episode's taking so long. I have a whole Halo collection.
Everybody, downvote Halo.
So, you know, I mean, I guess on average, what was the question?
I don't remember anymore.
Okay.
How long does it take? I would say, I don't know. You can't really answer it in those parameters.
Well, we plan out a couple ahead of time. over noodles.
Yeah, I think we usually have about three that we're going to do in a
brainstorming session.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a month's time, yeah. And then we kind of float and find stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we want the schedule to work for us, not us to work for the schedule.
Okay. Sure. That's complicated, but okay. I get it.
Frosty YY said...
Frosty asks,
what was your favorite childhood toy?
That's a good question.
My American Gladiators. No, I'm just kidding.
My dad.
Probably Turtles. Toy? Single toy?
Yeah, let's go with single toy.
Oh, wow.
I know mine. I could go.
What is it?
It was... The
me too.
Arnold Schwarzenegger Commando figure, and it was made by this little company called Diamond Toys that eventually went out of business. But it had real cloth pants and a removable vest and a knife and an Uzi and a pistol with a holster. It was about 6 inches tall, and it was a great likeness of Arnold. I sort of lost the pants and the clothing, and I made my own clothing for him.
Uh-huh. You lost them.
How did it come undone?
Yeah, lost them, huh?
He was being tortured by Barbies.
Okay.
Sure. Very... the sexual tension in that dream house was...
Okay.
But anyway, he got out of there, and I made him some new clothes out of electrical tape, but now that I think of it, that's also a very S&M sort of look.
Weird. Okay, so Nikki, what was
We're discovering a lot.
What was your favorite?
Nintendo 64. No, Shit, nice. If I had to pick a toy, I mean, I had Star Wars, Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles, but you mentioned Arnold, and it just hit me, like, I had T-1000.
Oh, the exploding?
The explosion, yeah.
That's
so
yours?
If it wasn't that, then it would be, Spider-Man that, like, had the suction cups. I'm just literally thinking, or, you know, the Ghostbusters that had the, you know, it was like a piece of plastic, like a thin, like almost like a noodle, and you just spin the blaster.
They're photon packs?
Proton packs.
Yeah. Don't cross the streams.
Easy answer, Technodrome.
You had a Technodrome?
Yeah.
Wow.
I still have it.
Ooh,
the eyeball.
High life.
Eyeball rolls down, everything. I'm telling you, that was a really big Ninja Turtle person. The only thing I didn't have was the blimp.
Jeez.
Yeah. My favorite Ninja Turtle toy was probably... I lost his name. The one that Donatello builds in the new series.
Metalhead. Metalhead was great.
Because I liked how metallic he was.
Yep. And the brain.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Although the metallic one was a later release. The first one was flat.
I have the metallic one. It's just a chip.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's still cool to look at.
Very cool.
Many baths with him. Next question. Oh, this is interesting.
From Tuadachide.
Okay.
Am I saying that?
Tauda_Chowda
asks, when are the Toy Pizza Rangers coming out?
Very good question.
Fall
2015. I would love to know, too. I think it's very likely we will have some
prototype right now?
No, that's not it.
Oh,
It's very likely we will have something on sale by the end of the year. Possibly shippings? No, probably shippings early Q1 of 2015. But as we have developments in the toy design process, we shall share with you.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep you updated.
I know not how many toy there are in the world.
What?
All right, so
to me.
Another OG fan, Paparka's Ninja.
But we'll go back.
Okay, we'll go back. Paparka's Ninja, also known as Yelte.
Yeah.
What's your favorite toy you found on the ground? Your Iron Man you found... Remember the Secret Wars Iron Man?
I found that in a
gutter.
Gutter, right. Gutter.
That's close to a gutter.
On a building.
These are weird questions. I don't...
This is specific, though. It's got to be on the ground.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Blades of Grass. I can't really answer this one.
Like,
a half-smoked cigarette. It hurt. I'm always finding, like, army men at the beach, and they're always kind of melted and have little pieces of... rocks and shells stuck to them, so those are always kind of cool. Maybe that was a dream, though.
It could have been.
Could be. I can't recall.
You've never found anything anywhere?
No, I mean,
never.
I can't think of like that kind of stuff. Like Happy Meal toys, maybe, or something.
Yeah,
you know.
I found a G.I. Joe guy on the bus once.
I mean, this doesn't really count, but when I was in preschool,
you stole Batman's cape.
I stole Batman's cape from a community toy bin. That kind of counts as a
sure.
favorite.
Yeah.
Toy you found on the ground.
Quotes around the
stealing.
Sound.
Yeah. Okay. Evil_hero asks, favorite toy that you've lost?
When I was a kid, I distinctly remember loving Adventure People from Fisher-Price, who were just like, they were kind of like Star Wars figures, but of really mundane, boring people in khakis with bell bottoms.
Makes sense.
But they had a scuba diver set, and I used to play with it in our bath, which was a clawfoot tub and had an old sort of drainage system. And sure enough, I lost the figure, you know, down the drain. So my dad, like, ran over and was messing around with the drain and stuff. And he took a washcloth and, like, wrapped it up. And he's like, oh, I got him. I saved him, but I got to take him to the hospital. So he's like, you know, just wait here. And then he went in his room and came back. He's like, yeah, it's going to be a couple weeks, you know, that the doctor needs to see him and patch him all up. Mind you, I was 27.
Right.
Then, a couple weeks later, my dad, I had forgotten about it, I think, but my dad, I came home from school, he's like, ah, your scuba guy got back from the hospital, he's all better, and he gave him to me. And what my dad actually did was called Fisher-Price and bought a new one and had it shipped to me.
Wow.
And, needless to say, when I found out he lied, I ran away, and I've been running ever since.
Thank you so much for all the questions. You know, we'll do a call to action on our Instagram for more. Or if you want to leave questions on this on the video version of this below, we'll totally you know, pick some from there. But thank you so much for watching, listening, yeah. All those sorts of things.
Look, you guys are great. Continue to subscribe and share and comment. We're going to go get some noodles and some tea eggs.
Yeah. So let us know what you guys think about Jack Specific's World of Nintendo line.
And if you can find them in the store, right? I mean, because they're pretty rare for us.
Yeah, sure.
Are they rare for you?
Oh, and I know we said we were going to do Mega Man. Like I said, I'm pulling out my archives, so we're going to do Mega Man proper when I can show you a bunch of prototypes and first samples and things like that. So stay tuned for more of that.
Yeah, but as always, let us know in the comments below what you want to see on the show, and we'll, you know, definitely work it in.
And pizza out.
Pizza out.
Pizza out.
I almost threw this Bowser at the camera because I'm so used to throwing toys.
Pizza out.
Pizza out.
Noodle time.